Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and this a particularly great day. It is Election Day, an hour from now. Yeah, an hour from now, the polls are going to start closing in some of the earliest crucial states. And one of those states, New Hampshire, is a state where they usually do a pretty good job counting the votes quickly, and they have lots of close elections, and they have another one for the U.S. Senate going on right now between incumbent senator, the Democrat Maggie Hassan, and a very unconventional challenger, General Don Bolduc. And he, in a sense, is the kind of candidate that Daniel McCarthy is talking about in a very provocative, very unusual and original perspective on this election. It's under the headline, Republicans are doubling down on Trumpism, it'll work. And General Bolduc, who is a brigadier general retired from the Army, is somebody without a lot of deep political experience, not like Senator Hassan, who has been governor of the state of New Hampshire, has been in the U.S. Senate, was in the state legislature. The advantage for Trumpism in the sense of going for celebrity candidates from outside politics, Daniel McCarthy, who is vice president of the Collegiate Network at the Intercollegiate Studies Institute and a columnist here for the New York Times. Daniel McCarthy, what is the advantage of that Trumpist outsider celebrity candidate status that so many Republicans are flaunting in this election?
Well, the Republicans have basically an entrepreneurial verve right now that you do not see in the Democrats. The Republicans are a party that has reinvented itself over the course of the last several years here, whereas the Democrats, especially with Joe Biden at the head of the party, seem like a party hooked upon nostalgia and very much a party of yesteryear. They just do not have either the youth or the sort of freshness that you see from these candidates who come from outside of the usual political quarters and the usual realms of experienced politicians.
And you're including candidates like Blake Masters in Arizona, who basically helped Peter Thiel to write a book, and he's 36, something like that, isn't he? There is a younger age, and obviously you see it very much in Herschel Walker.
That's right. I think candidates like Blake Masters and J.D. Vance in Ohio both indicate, you know, sort of the amazing young talent that has come into the Republican Party recently. Both of those candidates are, you know, younger than 40 years old. They're still in their 30s. They both have, you know, sort of very impressive resumes from the world of high tech, from the world of venture capital, and they have no political experience. And by the sort of old system of calculating political strength, this would make them, you know, weak candidates. It would make them candidates who have a very low chance of succeeding. But in fact, I think in today's world, where people want a change, they really want to shake up the establishment, people like Masters and Vance have a very good shot indeed. And then someone like Herschel Walker, who comes from a background, you know, as a very familiar figure from the world of sports, he too is someone that I think voters in Georgia are looking at as, you know, someone who's going to shake up the establishment. He's someone they can identify with, even if they find him personally somewhat troubled.
Okay, and then again, Kerry Lake, who is one of the other rising stars in this field of candidates, has a good chance of being elected the new governor from Arizona. She was on television for 22 years, and now she agrees with President Trump that the TV news media are basically the enemy of the people.
Well, she still has plenty of experience knowing exactly how the news media works. And, you know, she's now been on both sides of that, as a reporter herself, as a newscaster herself, and now as a politician and seeing the way that journalists have perhaps change the way that they respond to her now that she's a candidate rather than reporting on figures. And so, she is someone who has this inside perspective on exactly how duplicitous the media can be. And I think a lot of Americans right now find someone like Carrie Lake very appealing, precisely because she knows both how to present herself well, but also she understands why Americans have come to distrust the media so profoundly.
What about the idea that you're talking about Trumpism right now, but can Trump still conceivably run as someone from the outside who is a sort of a celebrity who is fresh with no governmental involvement after spending 4 years as president of the United States?
The thing that's going to help him most in that regard is the way in which the mainstream media is going to treat him. They're going to treat him as if he's still a destructive force who is going to wreck Washington, D.C., who's coming from the outside and is not part of what Trump himself has called the swamp. So in that sense, I think that you will see Trump in 2023 and in 2024 have some of that same sort of outsider momentum that he did in the past. Now, you're quite right, though, that, of course, he's someone who's been president, someone who has experience at this point. For some voters, that will be reassuring, but for others, it will take off a little bit of the excitement that previously had characterized Donald Trump when he first ran in 2015, 2016.
I know what your article made me think of, and again, it's titled "Republicans Are Doubling Down on Trumpism, It'll Work." One of the things that made me think of is that there are people who are now talking seriously in the Republican Party with Trump due to announce his candidacy supposedly on November 15th, that perhaps the only way to compete with him most successfully would be to get somebody who has the same kind of outsider quality, maybe celebrity in a different non-political way. And that's not Ron DeSantis, because he's been a member of Congress. He's been governor of Florida. He's about to get reelected. Who do you see on the general array that people talk about who might use that aspect of Trumpism that you're writing about against Trump?
I don't think there's anyone who can compete with Trump in that regard, that Trump's familiarity with the American public, not just from his time as president, but even from his time, first of all, as a real estate tycoon, second of all, is the star of The Apprentice, the showrunner of that program. I think that's something with which no other celebrity, no other politician, there just isn't anyone else who has quite that profile. And so I do suspect that if someone is able to run a strong campaign to compete with Trump for the 2024 Republican nomination, it would almost certainly have to be someone like DeSantis, who comes from a more conventional background, but his whole appeal will be to say, I can do the kinds of things that Trump talks about, but I can do them more effectively because I'm more of a conventional politician and I understand better how the levers of government work.
What about the this other group of rising stars in the Republican Party? Do you think that Lee Zeldin could count in that array, even though he's been a congressman for four terms? Because he'd certainly be an outsider coming to Albany as a Republican governor for the first time since the Pataki era, right?
It would be a big shock to the state of New York to have a Republican governor. And in fact, earlier today I was talking to a friend of mine who is mostly a Democrat, but who is very excited by Lee Zeldin's prospects because, I mean, the state of New York has seen just enormous amounts of, you know, rising crime and other problems that have come about as a result of being a one-party state, basically, a state where the Democrats have had the governorship in New York and have had, you know, the mayorship in New York City for such a long time that it's really created some very bad results. Not just, you know, in New York, they not only have the albatross of Joe Biden around their neck, as Democrats nationwide do, but they also have, unfortunately, the record of so many years of bad Democratic leadership in Albany and in New York City.
And there's also, and we haven't talked about it enough, I don't think, Rick Caruso, who could be a revolutionary candidate who has a good chance of winning as Los Angeles mayor coming up in this election. It's all extraordinary. So is the column by Daniel McCarthy. It is bracing reading. Very entertaining reading as well. Godspeed to you, Daniel, and thank you for joining us on the show. We'll be right back.
Can I just say that you do more for radio than what high definition will ever do for television?
This is the Michael Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Integrity, integrity, integrity.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And breaking news, some of the first data from exit polls. Now, this isn't definitive as to who wins the Senate or who wins the House or who wins which governorship. With lots, by the way, of governor's races that could be very dramatic. New Mexico is a governor's race where a Democratic incumbent governor who was on Biden's short list for his vice presidential choice, Michelle Lujan Grisham, she's in trouble. She could lose to Mark Ronchetti, who's, again, along that Trumpist line that Daniel McCarthy was talking about. Mark Ronchetti is a former TV weatherman. He's a meteorologist, is a nicer way of saying it, on TV in Albuquerque. And according to some polls, he's actually winning to be New Mexico's governor. Crime, a very big issue in Albuquerque right now. In any event, the exit polls, the first one out the door, shows from NBC, according to Patrick J. Egan, the NBC News exit poll desk, inflation and abortion are leading the list of issues identified by Americans as mattering most to their voting decision in this year's midterm elections. Nearly one-third of voters named inflation, 27%, just a little bit more than a fourth, named abortion when asked which issue mattered most this year. Trailing these concerns were crime and gun policy, each named by 12% of voters, and followed by immigration, 10%. Of voters. Nothing tremendously shocking there. But there is this from Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, former Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Ben Carson. Remember him? Remember his presidential campaign? He was one of those people who was treated very harshly by candidate Trump, and then candidate Trump turned around and appointed him to the cabinet. In any event, Ben Carson was out campaigning for Herschel Walker in Georgia. And here's part of what he had to say. Clip 11.
I want to thank Herschel for being willing to get in this, because I can tell you from personal experience, for the left, the only thing worse than Satan is a black conservative.
Well, Satan isn't so bad to some some people on the left, the people campaigning for avoiding any religious influence in schools. There is a Church of Satan that often takes up those lawsuits. I don't think these are serious devil worshippers, and I don't think they drink goat's blood or children's blood, God forbid, but they're there. Anyway, there's also this from the Wall Street Journal. And again, just breaking today, and it's pretty amazing, the Republican Party is winning support from a larger share of black voters, there you go, Ben Carson, than in other recent elections, and has greatly improved its standing in the past few months among Latino voters, the latest Wall Street Journal poll finds. Adding to the evidence of the party's increasing appeal among groups that have overwhelmingly favored Democratic candidates. And, okay, to put this in context, you have to think that in the last election, Joe Biden got over 90% of the black vote. 8% of black voters, according to exit polls last time in 2020, voted for Trump. And even that was an improvement. He had gotten 6% of the black vote in his first campaign in 2016. In any event, it's now up to 17%, according to this Wall Street Journal poll. 17% of black voters said they would pick a Republican candidate for Congress over a Democrat in late October and August. That's a substantially larger share than the 8% of black voters who voted for former President Donald Trump in 2020, and the 8% who backed GOP candidates in 2018 House races, as recorded by AP VoteCast, a large survey of voters who participated in those elections. Among Latinos, Democrats hold a lead, but it's not a 2-1 lead as it was in the election. In the election of 2020, the Trump improved his showing among Latino voters. He went up from 28% to 30%. But that still left 70% for the Democrats. Right now, that was okay. So there was a 40-point gap. And Latino voters now according to this Wall Street Journal poll, there's only a 5-point difference between Republicans and Democrats with Latino voters. It's basically evenly split, which is incredible. And in October, the Journal's October survey, a narrower advantage from the Democrats' poll was 11 points. The Democrats had their lead in August. It's down to 5 points now. Now, all of this is kind of amazing. The Latino voters in 2020 favored President Biden over Mr. Trump by at least 28 percentage points. And the Democratic candidates in the 2018 House races by 31 points. So compare those House races to this one, to going from 31 points to 5 points. This is historic. And they actually talked to a Democratic pollster who ran this poll. His name is John Anzalone, very well respected in the field. He ran with Tony Fabrizio, representing the Republicans, ran this Wall Street Journal poll. And Anzalone said, I think this could be a paradigm shift election where Republicans are not only making inroads with the Latino vote, but they're now making inroads with the African-American vote. He, Mr. Fabrizio, who was Mr. Trump's lead pollster in 2020, said it is wholly possible that Republicans reach a new high watermark among both African Americans and Hispanic voters in this election. Republicans say they are chipping away at the Democratic edge with both black and Latino voters for two reasons. Number one, Democrats created an opening by taking their support for granted. That's something that Ruben Navarrete has talked about on our show very much. And he said, second, the GOP has fielded candidates who are much more proactive about organizing in Latino and black neighborhoods. So what we may be looking at is not an anomaly in this election that's simply a negative reaction to Biden, but maybe even a change in party alignment where there's a whole different open competition among every racial group, as there should be. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. We will be right back waiting for the counting to begin.
By the way, I think your show is great. I disagree with almost everything you say, but you at least give people a chance to talk.
Michael Medved.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House and Senate races take center stage during the midterm elections, but there are also plenty of important ballot measures to watch. California, Michigan, Vermont, Kentucky, and Montana have pro-life measures on the ballot, and a Colorado proposal would allow the consumption of psychedelics for medical purposes. This as Democrats in one state have already filed a lawsuit.
Some Democrats have begun filing lawsuits ahead of the midterm elections. Pennsylvania senatorial candidate John Fetterman and other Democrats filed a lawsuit Monday challenging Pennsylvania's plan not to count updated or wrongly dated ballots that have been mailed in.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Former Fed President Eric Rosengarten says it's quite likely the United States will have a recession next year. USA Radio News.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Medved. Here you go again.
And on the Michael Medved show, there's a piece over at Fox News about celebrities getting involved, surprise, surprise, in the midterm elections. Not all of them on the Democratic side, most of them on the Democratic side. Caitlyn Jenner is one celebrity who has... Taken an opposite point of view from most members of the trans community and clearly urged people to get out and to vote for Republicans. And it's a little bit surprising. Not so surprising, Mark Ruffalo, the Hulk actor, has put up a tweet that said, don't buy into the Republican hype that they have this in the bag. Don't let off on the gas. Wait a minute, I thought that was a whole Democratic campaign must, that we have to use less fossil fuel. I know, he's just using a simile. Don't let off on the gas metaphor. Get your folks, friends, and fam to the polls. Bash the neo-fascists at the polls. Is he calling for violence? This election will be decided by young people fighting for their future. Let's go. That's his tweet. He didn't say, let's go, Brandon. There was also on the Jimmy Kimmel show. Jimmy Kimmel was just announced is going to be hosting the Oscar ceremony again. Almost every year they have lower and lower ratings for the Oscar ceremony. This year, who knows? It could be up. Who knows what the Oscar picture is even going to be like. But if it is Jimmy Kimmel, he's gotten more and more political. He had his wife on a segment of his late night show. And she didn't do any attempts at comedy. She just gave a partisan political pitch. It sounded like this.
My wife, Molly, what are you doing?
Oh, I'm sounding the alarm, Jimmy.
I didn't know we had an alarm.
Oh, we do. I didn't either. It was backstage.
Okay. Why are you sounding an alarm you found backstage?
Because tomorrow is election day, and abortion rights are gone or in danger in 26 states, even though the overwhelming majority of this country supports a woman's right to choose.
Okay. This is a comedy show. And nothing says comedy like sounding an alarm about abortion votes that are up for election across the country. They've got abortion and a legalized pot. What a thrill. And speaking of equipment malfunctions, there is this, and again, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, she's supposed to be facing a tough challenge with Tudor Dixon, who has been gaining, but I believe the last times I've been looking at the polling, Gretchen Whitmer, the governor of Michigan, is most likely to win re-election, and maybe by 4 or 5 points, but to win re-election. In any event, she experienced a convenient audio malfunction when she was asked about her regrets about the lockdown that she engineered in Michigan, which was one of the toughest and roughest lockdowns for any state. She was doing a local TV news interview. Here's how it sounded on the air. Listen.
Governor, when it comes to your handling of the pandemic, we all know the critics over the past few years. Do you have any regrets?
And is there... Sorry.
Go ahead, Governor. Can you hear me okay? You got me, Governor?
Did I do that when I touched the ear thing? It was starting to fall out.
Oh, no. It's okay.
Governor, can you hear me? Governor Whitmer? All right, we'll check back in with the governor maybe a little bit later on this morning, but...
Yeah, it seems like she's having some audio problems
Again, this is not John Fetterman. this is Gretchen Whitmer, another statewide candidate. And speaking of that, there is this. She's also been very outspoken on the issue of trans rights. And she put out a video on social media touting a proposed tax cut that could lower the cost of menstrual products. Okay, but who would that be for? Now, what's so remarkable about this and about Governor Whitmer and so many people on the left, she found it difficult to use the term woman, even in association with menstrual products. Listen.
Bipartisan tax cut will help reduce the economic burden of the cost of menstrual products, especially for lower-income Michiganders. Saving people with a period from paying taxes on up to $4,800 in spending over the course of their lifetime.
Okay. Saving people with periods from saving the cost of menstrual products for people with periods. Can't you say woman instead of people with periods? I do think that people say democracy is on the ballot. A crazy wokeness, like being unable to say women who have periods, being unable to say that and being forced to say people with periods as a euphemism for women, that's on the ballot too. And it's not the Republican Party that is guilty of that kind of political correctness. In terms of celebrities and other celebrity positions on the election, celebrities, honestly, other than the ones who are actually running for office, and there are a bunch of those, I mentioned Mark Ronchetti in New Mexico, Valerie Bertinelli has tweeted Vote Blue in 2022. And she shared several posts related to Democratic candidates. And Scott Bayo, who is, I think, more of a political moderate, got involved in an exchange with Rob Reiner. Rob Reiner had written on Twitter, "In the next 5 days, we will determine if a woman will still have the right to choose, if our vote will still count, and if we will still be a constitutional democracy." And then Scott Bayo wrote back to him, "Dear Meathead," because of course he played Meathead on Archie Bunker, "Dear Meathead, instead of telling people how to vote or who to vote for, how about just encourage legal registered voters to vote and let the people vote for whoever they want in office? Signed, sincerely, Chachi or Charles." Ariana Grande sent out a post from People Power Florida that discusses a policy on gender-affirming care for trans youth. This, the Grammy Award winner, linked to a website for voters to register to vote. And then there is Kerry Washington coming up. She's a wonderful actress, even though she was in a terrible recent movie called School for Good and Evil. Please avoid it. School for Lame and Lousy, as I mentioned in the review. But Kerry Washington has her SOS, Save Our, Well, What? S, tour. We'll get to that coming up on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved.
You are such a riot.
Well, it's autumn, and if you're going to go out and look at some of the great colors of the leaves and enjoy the season, well, you get more active, and you know what? Maybe some aches and pains. I had a sore arm for a while, but fortunately I also have Relief Factor. And more to the point, my wife, who is always more active than I am, she uses Relief Factor as well. It is a great, wholly natural, very healthy, scientifically proven pain reliever. It is, you have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. And right now, Relief Factor is still discounted at only $19.95 for what's called a quick start. So about a dollar a day to see if you can get out of pain in just a couple of weeks. And for the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can get out and stay out of pain. Check it out at michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. "Honestly, this stuff works." Nick, "Easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job." Karoka Fam, "Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks." Arlene, 5 stars. "Love this product, Extendivite." Terry W., 5 stars. "Can't say enough. Great product." Freya,
5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Medved Show.
Michael, you are the best.
And on the Michael Medved Show, minutes from now, they will start giving actual numbers, counting the votes as the polls close in a couple of eastern states. One of the first states to have a closure of the polls, which will be at 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, so it's an hour from now, will be Indiana. And there is a crucial race there that people are using as an indicator of how bad things are going to be for the Democrats, how strong an evening it'll be for the Republicans. There is a candidate who I was talking about both on and off the air with Mike Pence when we were speaking to him yesterday. And her name is Jennifer Ruth Green. As Jennifer Ruth is hyphenated. And she is a dynamic candidate. She is a Christian conservative. She is a black American. And she's running against a very vulnerable a first-term congressman who has kept a very low profile and basically run away from the election. That's Representative Frank Mervin. And election analysts say the Indiana race is ripe for a strong GOP challenge. It pits a little-known first-term incumbent whose fundraising has been anemic against an Indiana Air National Guard officer whose profile as a U.S. Air Force veteran and a black and Asian woman may better connect with district voters than past GOP candidates. This is a district where over a third of the voters are people of color. The district southeast of Chicago is about two-thirds white, nearly one-fifth black, according to the redistricting, which tracks congressional districts. Ms. Green said she would like to represent minority voters of both parties in Congress where there are no Republican black women. Well, there could very well be as of tomorrow. Speaking of black women, of course, black women overwhelmingly vote Democratic. And the interesting thing about those numbers, about the Republicans now getting 18% of the black vote, it's much higher. It's almost double that when it comes to the black male vote. And it's much less than 18% when it comes to black female vote. There's a bigger gap between males and females among black voters than among white voters. Kerry Washington, dynamic, very beautiful, and gifted black star. She's been an Oscar nominee. Her most recent film, School for Good and Evil, is awful, but don't hold that against her. She seemed very chipper on her SOS tour of the country, which she explains here. Listen.
I'm calling this my SOS tour. You know, it's we are in an emergency moment, but really I'm calling it SOS because I'm focusing on secretaries of state, because I think we're in a moment where our democracy is on the ballot, and our secretaries of state are the people who really defend our right to a free and fair election. So I'm trying to give as much support to those races as possible. Also because, you know, the presidential elections always get a lot of attention. They're splashy elections, but midterm elections, that's where we really impact our local and state governments, as you know, and secretaries of state, that's one of the many roles that offices that we're electing this time. So just trying to draw people's attention, educate folks about how much power they have in these midterm elections to protect democracy itself, as well as education and the environment and healthcare and a woman's right to choose. There's so much that's on the line in these elections.
Okay, the interesting thing about protecting a woman's right to choose in these elections is that it's mostly going to be state elections that accomplish any of that. It's very hard to nationalize that issue because every state is different. Every state has different abortion laws and should have the right to adopt different abortion laws. That was the only aspect of the Dobbs decision. The Dobbs decision did not all of a sudden outlaw abortion anywhere. What it did is it said that the states have the right to do that if the voters in the states or the people representing the voters in the states or the people elected actually make that decision. There's also, by the way, the idea that the entire right wing is going to just come riding into power and take over everything. There's also going to be continued trials and legal proceedings. Yesterday, there was very dramatic occurrences at the January 6th trial for the Oath Keepers leader. And his name, of course, is Stuart Rhodes. He said in the witness stand, speaking to jurors, "I think it was stupid to go into the Capitol." Can we hear an amen? Yes, it was stupid to go into the Capitol. That's what he said to jurors from the witness stand. One, he said, because it wasn't our mission. And two, it opened the door for our political enemies to persecute us. And that's what happened, and here we are. Mr. Rhodes said the Oath Keepers stashed weapons outside Washington in case then-President Donald Trump invoked a law known as the Insurrection Act. Mr. Rhodes said he believed the Insurrection Act would have allowed Mr. Trump to call up militias like the Oath Keepers to help him stay in power despite having lost the 2020 election. Prosecutors have presented hundreds of text messages to jurors, including one in which Mr. Rhodes wrote to other Oath Keepers, "We aren't getting through this without a civil war. Too late for that. Prepare your mind, body, spirit." Is your mind, body, spirit ready for a film about a veteran of the Afghan War who suffers a traumatic brain injury and then comes home to New Orleans to try to recover? She is played, and played very well, by Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence. Listen, the movie's called Causeway.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Oscar winner Jennifer Lawrence plays an American soldier who suffers a traumatic brain injury in Afghanistan, then returns home to New Orleans and befriends a car mechanic who suffered his own traumatic injury, played by Brian Tyree Henry in Causeway. Now streaming on Apple TV+.
That house, I'm the only one that made it out.
Hey, look, if it get dark, you just ride it.
How do I do that?
Well, the character does provide a guide in what amounts to a breakthrough role for Brian Tyree Henry, whose performance gives loving life to an often dreary motion picture. The main character's troubled relationship with her mother and brother take up much of the film, but remain more mysterious than moving. Causeway is rated R largely for harsh language and takes its time, showing the slow pace of medical recovery. 2.5 stars for the well-acted and atmospheric Causeway. And on the Michael Medved Show, obviously, we will be talking tomorrow about some of the surprises, some of the areas where somebody underperformed. I mean, somebody's going to underperform tomorrow. It could be the Democrats, could be the Republicans. Yes, that's even possible. Or it could be, and more likely will be, the pollsters that are going to get some things just flat out wrong. There will be some surprises. That there could be a big surprise right here in the state of Washington in our Senate race with Tiffany Smiley unseating, finally, we can only hope, Patty Murray. And possibilities of a Republican disaster in Oklahoma, really? Democrats making a tight race for governor. And then in New Mexico, the 538 projection in Pennsylvania, this is trending right now. Pennsylvania Senate race dramatically shifting to Oz in Pennsylvania. Somebody make a comment about the yellow brick road to Oz? And for the GOP overall, now 538, the most respected probably of the political prognosticators and analysts. We'll also be speaking to Catherine Rampell, an independent voice at the Washington Post, who writes a column, Democrats are drowning in denial. It's not just election denial that is a problem. It's sometimes denial about the realities of the economy or the realities of your own looming defeat. Speaking of which, Republicans are projected to make huge increases in terms of their appeal to Hispanic voters. We'll talk about Latinos and the truths and myths about that crucial voting bloc with Ruben Navarrete, and much more coming up next time, the day after, in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, good night, everybody.
Fred Dreyer here for a product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. Most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Do you suffer with joint discomfort? Getting out of bed in the morning feeling how stiff your body is and wondering how bad is it going to get as the years go by? Try Balance 7. It reduces the acid buildup in the body. In 3 days' time, you will feel a great improvement. Getting older doesn't have to mean it has to get worse. Use Balance 7. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.